A good vach, everybody. Let's bez Hashem bli neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was Psachim daf Ayin Zayin, and we're going to begin from the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Shavua Tov Chanachenach. Here we go. Chamisha Devarim Baim Bituma, says the Mishnah. There are five karbanos tzibur that you bring them even when either most of the Jewish people are tamei, or all the kohanim are tamei, or all the kli sharis is tamei. Five karbanos, and we're going to see it's only a karban that's kavua lo zman, only a karban that has a set time to bring it, that you bring it even when you are tamei. Chamisha dvarim barim betuma. Ve'ena necholin betuma. But these five are not eaten when everybody's tame. What are the five? Ha'omer, the carbon omer, that's a carbon mincha brought from barley. Once you bring it, you are allowed to eat from the newly harvested grain. Ushte alechem, that's another carbon mincha, two loaves brought on Shavuos to permit the bringing of karbanos mincha in the Beis HaMikdash from the new grain. That was made out of wheat. The omer was out of barley. V'lechem apanim, the 12 showbreads in the Mizbeach, on the Shulchan that were brought every week and kept on the Shulchan, the 12 loaves that were brought for the sake of having the Shulchan look beautiful and look full. V'zivche shal mitzibor, the two karbanos, the two karban shlamim, the carbon shlam of the tzibur brought in Shavuos, together with the shtei alechem, usiire rashi chadashim, and the chatas, public chatas offerings brought on Rosh Chodesh, which come to atone for tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So all these things are brought betuma. You could sprinkle the blood even if they're tamei. You could be makriv the fats on the mizbeach even if they're tamei, but they are not eaten betuma. Those that could be eaten, you don't eat them. However, Karban Pesach is different. HaPesach sheba betuma nechal betuma. Karban Pesach has something up on the other ones, and even though it is, and not only is it brought betuma, but the Karban Pesach can even be eaten betuma. Why? Shelo ba mitchilaso ela la'achila, because the whole goal of the Karban Pesach is for the eating of the Karban Pesach. Ish lefi achlo. So you have to eat the Karban Pesach. So when we permitted the Tumah by Karban Pesach, we even permitted eating it. However, when we permit the Tumah by the other Karbanos Tzibor that are Kavua Lozman, so then we only permit the Hakrovas HaKarbanos, but we do not permit, we permit the Hakrovas HaKarbanos, but we do not permit the, the eating of the karbanos, the other ones. Says the Gemara, Chamisha limutei mai. Usually, if the Mishnah gives you a specific number, the Mishnah is usually coming to exclude. The Mishnah is usually coming to exclude something else. So, what's this coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, limutei chagigas chamisha asar. It's coming to exclude the carbon chagiga, which we talked about a couple of daf ago, brought on the 15th of Nisan, which you would not bring betuma. Why? Because it's not considered to be kavua lozman, because you could bring it all 7 days. The sakat ad chamina, you might have thought, kevan de carbon sibur hu, since it is a carbon sibur. V'kvia le moed, and it sort of has a set time, in the sense that you could only bring it during these 7 days. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara here says it's a carbon sibur and it's kavua lozman. Most Tanaim and all the Rishon and Paskin, that the key ingredient in having something bidocha Shabbos and bidocha tuma is that it's kavua lozman. Even a carbon yachid that's kavua lozman is also docha Shabbos and Doche Tumah. So why does it say here carbon sibur? So the Achronim struggle with this. And some say that because there's one Shitas Tanaim that holds that it only applies to carbon sibur, so the Gemara is including that sheet here. But Lamaisa, even a carbon yachid that's kavua lozman is also going to be doche tuma and is also going to be doche Shabbos. So let's see. Sag that mean the carbon siburu ukvia le moed tidche tuma kamash malan. So that's why Chamisha is teaching you no, that's not true. Came into Islay Tushlum called Shiva, since it's not doche Shabbos. And you could bring it all 7 days. If you didn't bring it the first day of Pesach, you could bring it all 7 days. Lo dachya Shabbos. When we do Shabbos, lo dachya tuma. The Gemara darshened earlier on Daf Ayin. V'chag osem oso chag l'Hashem shivas yomim bashana. Chagiga is not docha Shabbos. Why? Because it has tashlumen. You could bring it all 7 days. It's not zmana kavua. It doesn't have to be brought on the first day of Pesach. And it's the same reason. Once it's not being doche Shabbos, it's also not doche tuma because you learned it out from the word b'moado. So once you tell me it doesn't have to be b'moado for Shabbos, it also doesn't have to be b'moado as far as tuma is concerned. So say the Achronim. Okay. Ask the Gemara, v'nisne nami si'iri haragolim. What about usiri zimachad l'chatos? What about all of the Si'irei Chatos brought on all the Shalosh Regalim? They also come B'tumah. Says the Gemara, Hatanale Zivche Shamit Sibur. That's included, even though it's not a Shlamim, it's a Chatos, but it's included in the Zivche Shamit Sibur, which we said is the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, but includes all of the Karbanos that are brought on Yontif. Ihachi Si'irei Rashi Chadashim Nami Lo Nisei. So then how come you had to include Rosh Chodesh? Why isn't that also included on Yontif? Answer the Hatana Zivche Shalmit Sibur. Answer the Gemara. Amre, no. Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't have known from Yontif. Sir Rosh Chodesh Mitzrichalei. We needed to delineate separately that the goats brought on Rosh Chodesh are Doche Shabbos and Doche Tuma. Sagdat Chamina Halok Sivbuhu Moed. You might have thought all the Yamim Tovim are included. You're going to see the Gemara is going to bring a drasha from B'moadehem, that any carbon that has to be brought on Yontif and has a specific time, so it's going to be Doche Shabbos and Doche Tuma, because it's a Kavua Lozman. A carbon Sibur that's Kavua Lozman is Doche Shabbos and Doche Tuma. But you might have thought Rosh Chodesh is not Doche Shabbos and not Doche Tuma. Why? Because it's not called Moed. Kamash Malan to Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Moed. That's why we need the Mishnah teaching. No, Rosh Chodesh really is called a Moed. Kida Abaye, like the fascinating drush of Abaye, Damra Abaye, because Abaye teaches us in Maseches Tainis, on Daf Chavtes, Tammuz Dehai Shata. The month of Tammuz, that year that Klal Yisrael was in the desert, Miluye Malye, they added on an extra day to Tammuz. Tammuz was 30 days, so Rosh Chodesh Av was 2 days. Usually it's not nowadays, but Rosh Chodesh Av was 2 days. Dechsiv Kara Alai Moed Lishbor Bachuroi. Pasuk in Eicha says they called an extra day of the Moed so that Tisha B'Av should fall out on Tisha B'Av, because that day was predestined. That's when the Meraglim, they cried when they brought back the Meraglim's report. Chato Adonai Elohim Machlom Shalkon Yavaro. So Kara Alai Moed, they called an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. So you see Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Kara Alai Moed Lishbor Bacharai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the day of the Meraglim's return to coincide with Tisha B'Av, because that was the day that was predestined for destruction. The Meraglim cried, the people cried when they heard the report of the Meraglim. And the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, all the tzaras that happened there. But you see from Abaye's drasha that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Ask the Gemara, Lememra dekulhu mi Moed asi. You mean to tell me that all of these karbanos that are docha yantif, all of them come from the word Moed? Minahani mile. Where do you know these words from? The Tanah Rabbanan, we learned in the Brayse. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem. Ma Talmud Lomar. Lefisha lo lamadnu elo lutamid upesach shenemar b'hu b'moado. I only know that the karbanos that push away Shabbos and that push away Tumah, only I know Pesach and Tumid push away Shabbos and push away Tumah, because it says b'moado. B'moado afilu b'Shabbos, b'moado afilu b'Tumah. Shar karbanos tzibur, again, you see the Gemara says karbanos tzibur. Shar karbanos tzibur minayin shenemar. Ela tasu l'Hashem b'moadechem. That includes all of the sacrifices brought on Yontif, mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Says the Gemara, minayin l'rabos omer ha-karivimo. Omer v'ha-karivimo. How do you know to include the karban omer and the sacrifice, the keves brought together with the karban omer? It's not listed over there in Pinchas. It's a whole shaila whether the karban omer is called the karban yontif or is it not called the karban yontif. That's a whole lumdus. Is sphirus omer considered mitzvah seishas van grama? A whole lumdus is the karban omer. But you see, one of the big rayas is it's not in the in the parish of Pinchas. It doesn't mention it there by the karban. It just happens to be on the second day of yontif, first day chol hamoed. But is that called a karban? So here the Gemara seems to say it's not. Minay l'rabos omer ha-karavimo and shtei alechem va-karavimam Talmud lomar va-idaber Hashem es mo'adei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael ha-kosuv kavu mo'ed echad l'kulon. Anything brought on Yontif has a status of mo'ed. It's going to be docha Shabbos and it's going to be docha Yontif. That's a pasuk Emor, right? That's in Emor. So in Emor, it mentions the Shtei Alechem and the Karban Omer. So it says over there, Mo'adei Hashem. It says, what do I need all these drushes for? V'chol hani lamali. Just tell me in one place that it's Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. I'll make a binyanav. Says Gemara Tzricha. I need all the drushes. Dikas the Rachmana Tumid. If I only would know by the Karban Tumid, have Amina Tumid Shekin Tadir V'kolil. Totally burnt, and it's every day. Aval Pesach, lo, kamash malon. That's why I need b'mo'ado by Pesach. Because of Rachmana Pesach, Pesach, shehu anush kares. I might have thought only Pesach is docha Shabbos and docha Tumah, because the punishment is kares. Aval tamid ein anush kares, emalo, kamash malon. So that's why I need those two. Now, okay, so let it just say these. Because of Rachmana hani tarit, I've only had these two. Have amina hani hu. Sheish b'em tzad chomer. You have each of these strictnesses. Tamid, tadu v'kolil. Pesach o'anish karis. Aval shar kabanas tzibor. Ema lo. Kasar achmana. Eila tasu Hashem b'mo'adeichem. Yikasar achmana. Eila tasu Hashem b'mo'adeichem. Havim ni shar kabanas tzibor bar l'chaper. Yeah. That only these karbanos that are coming to atone. Aval omer shtei alechem dein bar l'chaper el lahatir ba'amaninu. But the omer that's coming to permit the new crop. And the Shtei Alechem that's coming to permit the new crop to be bought for Karbonos Minchan de Bisa Migdosh. Lo, you might have thought they're not Doche Shabbos and Doche Tumah Kamash Malon. Vikas Rechamana Omer Shtei Alechem L'chudayu. If I only had the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, Hava Amina Adarabah. Omer Shtei Alechem Dalim Midbar Lahatir. They're stronger because they come to be Matir. Aval Hanach, but these other ones that just come L'kapara Lo, Kamash Malon. That's why I need all of the drushas. Oh. Now we come to the world famous Gemara. Tumah hutra b'tzibor or Tumah duchuya b'tzibor? What is the nature of the permissibility to bring karbanos when you are tumah? A karban tzibor that is kavua lo zman, you're allowed to bring if it has to be brought in a specific time. It's doche. The karban is doche tumah b'tzibor. And the Gemara doesn't really talk about Shabbos. We'll mention the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi writes that when it comes to Karbanos, the Tamid or whatever, to be Doche Shabbos, that's for sure Hutra. The Beis HaLevi says a beautiful Svara. Something that in order to bring it, you must violate Shabbos, by definition is Hutra. But Tumah, obviously, if you're not Tameh, so you can bring it not B'Tumah. So there's a question, is it Hutra or Dechuya? You could, if you weren't Tumah, you'd be bringing this carbon, you'd be bringing it fine. But to bring the carbon tamid on Shabbos, there's no shaila whether it's hutra or dechuya. There's no way to bring a carbon without violating Shabbos, so it's got to be hutra. Maybe I should explain what hutra and dechuya means. Okay, I'm sorry for not explaining that. What's hutra and what's dechuya? Hutra means that if, when we say you could bring a carbon tamid, even if most of the Jewish people are tamei, does that mean all bets are off? It's totally, totally permissible. You don't have to look for ways to do it in a not in a tahar fashion. Or no, it's dechuya, it's pushed off. So let's say this family of Kohanim that is supposed to be working, they're all tummy. But you could bring in another family of Kohanim that are not tummy. Would I look for ways to bring it not betumma? That's the question. If you say it's hutra, it's totally permissible. So it's la yehudim ha'isa'ora, it's fine. There's no, the dinim of tumma and tahara do not apply. Just go bring it betumma. Don't try to find any ways to bring it betahara. But if you say it's dechuya, it's just pushed off, that means the Isser of Tumah is still there. The Isser is still there, but we let you do it in a B'dievid fashion. But if you could try to bring it without using that B'dievid fashion, then you should. That's the difference between Hutra or Dechuya. The same question comes up a lot of places. Let's say, we say Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. I think Rav Asher Weiss has in the Sefer this week, in the Parshas Yisro. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. What does that mean? Does that mean that Shabbos doesn't exist as far as Pikuach Nefesh? Or no, you should try to violate Shabbos in as little way as possible, right? Like let's say your wife is due and she's in the ninth month. So should you program the phone that you only have to press one button? Or no, once Shabbos is not there, just dial. I mean, I grew up, there used to be dial phones. I don't know if people remember what dial phones are, but no, just dial the whole number. What's the difference? You're not kibbe mechal Shabbos anyway. No, if Shabbos is dechuya, you should try to violate Shabbos in as little way as possible. If you say Shabbos is hutra, so once somebody's sick, who cares? Go be mechal Shabbos as much as you want. So that's the question. So the Gemara wants to know, is Tuma hutra b'tzibur, or is Tuma dechuya b'tzibur? Says the Gemara. Savrua. So, the Amoraim in the B'nai HaYeshiva thought, delekulei alma, everyone agrees, Tuma dechuya hu b'tzibur, that Tumah is dechuya b'tzibur. It's not hutra. Tumah is dechuya b'tzibur. That you should try to lessen the amount of Tumah as much as possible. Like if you could find another family of Kohanim that would be tar, you should go find them. And the question is, do you need that the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol's helmet, the tzitz that he used to wear, do you need that to render everything tahar or not? Do you need the tzitz to be meratz on the Karbanos Tzibur, or do you not need the tzitz? We'll see how this shows up in a moment. Savrua. Delekulei alma tumah dechuya hu b'tzibur. Dechuya means it's just pushed off, but the issur is still there, and therefore you have to try to negotiate around it as much as you can. And therefore, ubai tzitz l'ratzos. We need the Kohen's head, the Kohen's helmet that sits. What do you call that, though? I don't know. There's an English word for it that sits. That's the thing that the Kohen would wear, the golden, it said Lashem.
Headband.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. The Kohen's headband. The Kohen Gadol's. Only the Kohen Gadol. The golden headband. Boy, it sits Laratzos. Because that sits permits it. That's why it works. Because the tzitz permits it. It helps you get around. So it's not that the issur doesn't exist. It's there, but the tzitz atones for it. We'll see why this is significant in a moment. Deleka tana deshamis le d'amar tuma hutra b'tzibur. Because there is no tana that holds that tuma is totally mutter b'tzibur. You don't need to get around it. Ela Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Desanya. Tzitz bein sheyesh na mitzcho uvein she'en na mitzcho meratzeh. Right, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to bring a regular carbon betuma. But if you brought it betuma, you violated the din, or you were by accident, you didn't realize it was tame. If you brought it betuma, so the tzitz, Rabbi Shimon holds whether the Kohen's wearing the tzitz, or even if the Kohen's not wearing the tzitz, either way, it atones for a carbon brought betuma. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odeu al mitzcho, if it's on the Kohen's head, meratzeh. Ein odeu al mitzcho, ein meratzeh. If the Kohen's not wearing it, it does not atone. Amalo Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippur miyocheich. What about on Yom Kippur? that when the Kohen Gadol would walk in Lefnai v'Lefnim, she eino al mitzcho, that we know when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim that he was not wearing the tzitz, he was wearing the white begadim, and nevertheless, umaratzeh, and yet we know with the tones, amarlo, hanach li yom ha-kippurim, don't bring mirah from Yom Kippur, she tomo hutra b'tzibor, so you don't need the tzitz. Tomas hutra b'tzibor, you don't need the tzitz. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda held tomo hutra b'tzibor, mechlal, the Rabbi Shimon Sarah tomo dechuyu b'tzibor. So he's the only one. Udekule Amon the Bnei Yeshiva also held that everyone agrees ein hatzitz meratza alachilos. This is very important for us to keep in mind. Ein hatzitz meratza alachilos. The tzitz does not atone for the part of the carbon that's eaten. The tzitz allows you to do zrikas adam on a carbon that's tamei. It allows you to burn the fats and the limbs on the mizbeach of a carbon that's tamei. But the tzitz does not permit you, under normal circumstances, the tzitz does not permit you to eat from a carbon that's tamei. No. Ein hatzitz meratz al achilos, only on the blood and on the kometz of the mincha. Why? There is no tana in the world that holds hatzitz meratz al achilos. Elo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the only tana that says that sits even atones, even allows for the eating. Desani Rabbi Lezer Omer, hatzitz meratz al achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein hatzitz meratz al achilos. And we know from Erevin, Mordechai will of course remember Erevin daf memvav, that anyone who argues in Rabbi Yossi, we always follow Rabbi Yossi. So presumably everyone holds like Rabbi Yossi that the tzitz is not meratze al achilos. And Rabbi Eliezer says that tzitz is meratze on achilos. Says the Gemara.
Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, didn't we say in that Gemara that may only apply to Inyane Erevin?
Yeah, but in Gittin, but again, Gittin Samach Vav, it's Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. So you're right, but the Mefarshim here, that's the Mefarshim here, call up that Gemara. Anyway, says the Gemara. Now, based on these two assumptions, number one, that we're going to hold Tumas Dechuyu B'tzibur. Number two, we're going to hold that the tzitz is not meratza on achilos. If you make those two assumptions, then the Gemara says, Neima Masnisin Deloka Rabbi Yeshua. Let us say that our Mishnah that holds that if the meat of the carbon became tame or became lost, that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds, if the meat of the carbon became tame or became lost, you don't do zrikas hadam. Desani, we learned in a brisa, and this is going to be very important to focus on this because this is relevant to the entire rest of today's daf and to tomorrow's daf. Desani, we learned in a brisa. Va'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. Let's remember. This is Rabbi Yeshua's drasha. It says in Parshas Re'eh, when you do your carbon ola, the basar is like the dam. And then the end of the pasuk says, it's also very important, v'dam zivachecha yishalfech mizbach Hashem alkecha v'abasar tochel. You sprinkle the blood and you eat the meat. Says machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, listen to this carefully. Im ein dam, ein basar. If you lose the blood or the blood becomes tame, so then you're not makriv the flesh of the carbon and you don't eat the flesh of the carbon. Im ein basar. If the meat gets lost or the meat becomes tame and you can't eat it, ein dam. He draws this tzustel, this comparison. You could only sprinkle the blood when you could be makriv or eat the meat, and you could only be makriv or eat the meat when you could sprinkle the blood. So if one of them gets lost or one of them gets tame, you're not allowed to do the other. You're not. There's this hekesh that compares. There's this hekesh that compares the blood and the meat. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam afal pishein basar. He says, no. Even if the meat gets lost, you're still allowed to besprinkle the blood. Shenemar, the end of the pasuk. Dam zevachecha yishafeich. It says, regardless, you could always pour the blood on the mizbeach. So you see, we don't care about the meat. Oh, umani mekayim osisa l'secha basar v'adam. So what does he learn out? What does Rebbe Lezer learn out from the comparison of the basar to the dam? Lo malach madam bizrika af basar bizrika. Just like the blood got thrown on the mizbeach, so too the meat got thrown. Have a omer lul katan yesh bin kevesh la mizbeach. That shows you that there was a space. I'm always reminded of the space between the train and the platform, right? There's a space between the ramp of the mizbeach and the actual mizbeach. So you have to throw the meat onto the mizbeach, just like you had to throw the blood. Ask the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yeshua nami haksiv v'dam zevachecha yishafech. Didn't Rabbi Yeshua read the end of the pasuk? The end of the pasuk says you just sprinkled the blood without the meat. Says the Gemara, no. Amalach, no. Haksiv gabei v'abasar tochel. At the very end after that, it says v'abasar tochel. Aye, why do you need it twice? V'hani trei kroy l'amalik. According to Rabbi Yeshua, what do you need? The beginning, habasar, hadam v'abasar. And the end, again, why do you need it the beginning? In the beginning, you said, v'asisa olosech habasar v'hadam. And in the end, dam zevachech yishafech v'abasar tochel. Why do you need the two comparisons? V'hani trei kroy l'amalik. Says the Gemara, Chad ba'ola v'chad b'shlamim. Mutzriach, we need both. Because of Rachmana ba'ola, hava mina olahu dechamira shekin kolil. So there, by ola, it's chamer, so if you don't have one, you can't do the other. Aval shlamim delo chamir, but shlamim, it's not so chamer, because we even eat it. Ema lo, you might think you don't need, you might think that you could sprinkle the blood, even if the meat was lost. Because of Rachman Shlamim, having an Adarabba, the Ispushte Achilos, Shlamim is even more strict custom. His Beach gets a little piece, and the owner gets to eat a little bit. So that's why we're going to be strict. Aval Ola, the less Pushte Achilos, but Ola, the whole thing's on the Mizbeach. Ema, lo, I might think that even if the flesh gets lost, you could still sprinkle the blood. Kamash Molan, that no. Ain Dam below Basar, Ain Basar below Dam. Rabbi Shua says both by Nola and by Shlamim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Yoksiv Abasa Tochel. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the drasha? Doesn't it say, Rabbi Eliezer stopped in the middle. V'dam zevachech yishavech. You could even sprinkle the blood even if you lose the meat or if the meat becomes tummy. Really? But it says V'abasa Tochel. Sounds like you only sprinkle the blood when you have the meat. Says the Gemara, Malach, Ha'umi Ba'alai. No, he learns from that a different thing. That the flesh only becomes mutabachila only after the Zrikas Adam. So why don't we say even the first part of the pasuk of Adam Zevachecha Yishafech is going to teach me that halacha? Says the Gemara. So Dam Avavishain Shambasar Midalan. Maybe Rabbi Lezer uses the whole thing to teach me that the basar is not mutar b'achila until you have zrikas hadam. So where does he have a source? Where does he have a source that you can sprinkle the blood even if you lose the meat? Amar lach, no. Im kein nichtav rachmana, habasar tochel, v'hadar v'dam zvachach yishafech. It should have said v'habasar tochel first, and then dam zvachach yishafech. Kedich sibbereisha. Like in the beginning of the pasuk, it said, hadam v'habasar. I'm sorry, habasar v'hadam. How come in the end it reverses the order and says damage of vachecha yishafech and then v'abasar tochel? Like in the beginning it said v'asisa l'secha basar v'adam. Maishna da'akhtami l'damage of vachecha. Why in the end of the pasuk does it reverse the order and makes the blood first? Shma mina dam afal pi she'ein basar u'shma mina she'ein basar mutar b'achila she'izar kadam. You can learn both things. That you could sprinkle the blood even if you lose the flesh or if the flesh becomes tameh. And you can learn the other halacha that the basar doesn't become mutar achila until you do zrikas hadam. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Ask the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yoshua ein habasar mutar b'achila ad she'izarek hadam. Where does he learn that out from? Where does Rabbi Yoshua learn out that you can't eat the meat until after the zrikas hadam? He used the end of the pasuk we saw before to teach me that if you don't have the blood, you can't do the meat. If you don't have the meat, you can't do the blood. And he used both of them, one for shlamim and one for ola. So where does he learn out this din of Rabbi Eliezer that the basar doesn't become mutar b'achila until you do the zrikas hadam? Answer the Gemara, kal v'chomer. He learns it out of kal v'chomer from the burning of the limbs and the burning of the limbs and the fats. Kavachomerhu. Uma'i murin dechilesnehu. The fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach, that if you don't have them, loy ma'akve, they do not permit the, they do not prevent the eating of the meat and the zrikas hadam. Yet ki isnehu, when you have the fats, ma'akve, we know you can't eat the flesh until after the burning of the fats. Dam, dechilese, blood, which if you don't have the blood, which according to him, ma'akev, you can't even eat the meat at all. Ki ise, when you have the blood, like holshkein de ma'akev, certainly you have to sprinkle the blood first before eating the meat. It says the Gemara of Rabbi Elezer, how come Rabbi Elezer doesn't learn out from Kavachomer? You're right, I could have learned it from a Kavachomer. Milsa da'asib Kavachomer, Torah v'kos of Lakra. Even though I could have learned that from Kavachomer, the Torah wrote it anyway. Rabbi Yeshua, no, kolecha dig of the midrash darshinan. Rabbi Yeshua says, if I can learn out from Kavachomer and use the pasuk to teach me something else, so I'd rather teach me something else. Fine, that whole Chag Gadya is finished. Now let's get back to the original point, which was, if you assume that our Mishnah holds Tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, and you assume like Rabbi, like all the Tanaim except for Rabbi Yehuda, and you assume that our Mishnah holds that the tzitz is not meratze on achilos, that the tzitz does not atone for eating. Ask the Gemara, so hashta. Right now we finally established Rabbi Yeshua's shita. What's Rabbi Yeshua's shita? If you can't eat the meat, you can't sprinkle the blood. And if you can't sprinkle the blood, you can't eat the meat. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. So wait a second. Our Mishnah says exactly the opposite from that. Hashta, lema mastisin delo Rabbi Yeshua. So it turns out that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Dekeven d'amar bein entarte. Since Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need both the blood. You need both the blood. And the flesh to be ra'oi, right? If you don't have, if you lost the flesh, you can't sprinkle the blood. If you lost the blood, you can't sprinkle the flesh. Since you need both of them, so says the Gemara. I just lost my place. Apologize. Says the Gemara, back to what we started from, right. So, hashta, lema masis, and deloke, Rabbi Yeshua. Dekev, and do'amar, be'in, and tarte, since Rabbi Yeshua said, in order to be zorek the dam, you need both the dam and the basar, ro'oi. Now, if you hold tumas dechuyu b'tzibur, so in order to be makir of the carbon tuma, you need the tzitz. Vitzitz, achilos, lo meratze, and we just got finished saying that we hold like whoever that was that says, right, Rabbi Yossi, that the tzitz is not meratze on the achilos, because that's only the funny sheet of Rabbi Elezer, but Rabbi Yossi says that tzitz is not meratze on the eating. So it turns out your anything that's edible, the tzitz is not going to be meratze. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, If the tzitz is not meratza on those things that are edible, so you don't have the flesh. So how could you sprinkle the blood? So our mission is obviously against this. V'tzitzach meratza, heichi asi bituma. How in the world can our mission say that all these five karbanos, you're going to sprinkle the blood, even when they're tameh, if the tzitz is not meratza on the achilos? So you see that our mission is against Rabbi Yeshua, which apparently the Gemara doesn't like to say, because it seems like everyone really agrees to Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer. So how could the mission be against Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara is going to present about four or five answers to this. Answer the Gemara. I feel it, him, Rabbi Yeshua. No, the Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yeshua. Ela kosav Rabbi Yeshua, hatzitz meratze al ha'olin. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz is meratze on everything, even on the fats, and therefore, and on the limbs that are brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore, that sits, the Rabbi Shua holds, that sits is ratza not only on the blood and on the komets of the mincha, rather al ha'olin, anything that's brought on the mizbeach, even on the limbs that are brought on the mizbeach. And since that sits is meratza on the limbs and it makes them as if they weren't tamei, and therefore, so you have flesh that is ra'oi, and therefore you're allowed to be zarek the dam. Ask the Gemara, ha'teinach zvachim. That makes sense with the karbanos, the animal karbanos that we talked about. So all of them have limbs and fats that are burnt on the mizbeach. De'ik olin, you have limbs and fats on the mizbeach, so you have some basar. Ela omer u'shtei alechem. But what about the karban omer? It's purely a mincha. There's nothing brought on the mizbeach of the omer. De'leka olin, except for the komets, which is like the zrikas adam, but there's nothing else aside from the zrikas adam, which in the karban mincha is the kmitza, the fistful of komets and lavona that are burnt on the mizbeach. Ma'ikel amemar, where's the beef? Right, there's no meat there. There's nothing else in the omer and the shtei alechem. Answers the Gemara, Amrei Rabbi Shua Nami to be in Antarti. Maybe Rabbi Shua only holds that you need this equation between the meat and the blood. Bizvachim, only by animals. But b'menacho slo amar, when it comes to a carbon mincha, he says no. You could be makir of the komets even if there is no meat. Even if there's nothing on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, really? You think Rabbi Shua never said this by a carbon mincha? B'menachos lo amar. V'atnan, but we learned against this in the Mishnah Menachos. Nitme'u shi'areha. If the leftover from the carbon mincha, the stuff that's going to be eaten by the Kohanim from the carbon mincha, or avdu shi'areha, or you lost the rest of it, k'midas Rabbi Eliezer k'sheira, Rabbi Eliezer says it's kosher, k'midas Rabbi Yeshua p'sula. Rabbi Yeshua would say pasul because you need something left over because of the same thing. So you see the Rabbi Yeshua extended it even to a karban mincha. Says the Gemara, k'midas v'lo k'midas. Well, it's like Rabbi Yeshua, but not exactly like Rabbi Yeshua. K'midas Rabbi Yeshua to be an entirety. It's true. The Rabbi Yeshua says you need two. V'lo k'midas Rabbi Yeshua v'dilu Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachem amar Rabbi Menachas lo. I mean, like we said before, Rabbi Yeshua only said it by an animal karban, but not by a karban mincha. V'ilu hai tana, but this tana in Menachos. This Tana went even further than Rabbi Yeshua. He held like Rabbi Yeshua and took it a step further. Savar afilu b'menachos. You need not only the komets, but you need even the leftovers to be tahar or to be there. Says the Gemara, come on! Who is this mysterious Tana? Ain't no such animal! Umanu hai Tana dekai kavasei. Umachmer tfemine. Who is this that's going like Rabbi Yeshua and is even more machmer than him? Va'o, Tani, we learned in the Braisa explicitly that this is not true. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right by minchas and by animals. And I think Rabbi Yeshua is right by animals and carbon minchas. So the Gemara is going to explain what he means. I agree with Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to animals that you could sprinkle the blood even if the meat is lost or it's tame. And I think Rabbi Yeshua was correct. The Gemara later on is going to explain what in the world this means. How could he like both opinions? So you see explicitly the Rabbi Yeshua held the same halacha that if the leftovers, again, when you take a carbon mincha, you take a fistful and put it on the mizbeach, and the rest gets eaten by the Kohanim. So it's the same story, according to Rabbi Yeshua. If the leftovers get lost or tame, then you can't be makir of the komets. So you see, don't tell me there was another tana. You see, Rabbi Yeshua himself said it even by Menachos. So how in the world could our Mishnah permit the bringing of the shtei alechem and the carbon omer if there was nothing brought on the mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yeshua? It seems the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara gives a third possible answer. Ella, no. Really, Rabbi Shua holds, even by a mincha, you can't bring it if the leftover gets lost. Kasava Rabbi Yeshua, tzitz meratza al ha'olen ve'al ha'achilos. No, we said it wrong before. Really, Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitz is meratza even on the food. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if so, If the tzitz is really merasim in the food, amai k'midas Rabbi Yeshua psula. So why in that mission we just quoted in Menachos, why did we say that according to Rabbi Yeshua it would be pasul if the tzitz is merasim even on the part that's eaten, so it's all good? Answer the Gemara, a'ovud v'sarav. The case where Rabbi Yeshua would say it's pasul is not if it would become tamei. If the shiarim would become tamei and echanami, he holds that it would be good. But if it gets lost or it gets burnt, that's the problem. Then you can't bring the komets. But if it becomes tamei, he would agree. Says the Gemara, he never spoke of it. Ella, nitma, laman katani. So wait, but that Mishnah mentioned nitma. Who's that going like? Rabbi Eliezer? You tell me that it only quoted nitma to teach me the Chiddush Rabbi Eliezer, that if the shirayim became tamei, so you're allowed to be makar of the komets? Says the Gemara, pshita, obviously. Hashta yesh lomar ovud v'sarof. If it got lost or burnt, the lesner, they're not even there. Machshir Rabbi Eliezer, he says you're allowed to bring the komets on the mizbeach. Nitma, when it became tamei, the isay, it is there. Mi boy, el pshita l'Rabbi Yeshua, uktani psula. So the Gemara says, no, nitma's there, even Rabbi Yeshua holds his pasul. Va'od, and furthermore, another kasha, Tanya, we learned beferish. Rabbi Yeshua Omer calls Zvachim Shabbatorah, Bein Shinit Nubasar, the Chel of Kayam, or Bein Shinit Nachel of Basar Kayam, Zorek Es Adam. We learned beferish, Rabbi Yeshua says, all the karbanos in the Torah, whether if the Basar became Tameh, but the fat is still good, or whether the fat became Tameh and the Basar is Kayam, Zorek Es Adam. You don't need the whole carbon there. It's enough to have something. So, if you see only the basar or the chalev, he says, you bizarre them. Avol nitmu tarvayu. But if both the basar and the chalev become tummy, lo, you can't be zorik the dam. And if you'll tell me that the tzitz is meratzeh on one of them, so it would be good. You would be able to zorik dam. Alma kasava Rabbi Yoshua. You see from that the Rabbi Yeshua holds, Ein atzitz meratzeh ala olin lo ala olin v'lo ala chilos. You see from that clearly, the Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz is not meratzeh on any of the chilos and not on any of the fat that goes on the mizbeach. Because how could you ever have a case of where it would work for one and not the other? If the tzitz works for both of them, so if the tzitz works for one, it works for both. So obviously, that's not correct. So we come on to the fourth answer. Says the Gemara, Ela la'olam, Rabbi Yeshua himastisa. No, really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua. V'lo kasha. Kan l'chatchila, kan b'di'eved. Ki amar Rabbi Yeshua, when did Rabbi Yeshua say that you're not allowed to be zorek the dam? If the meat got lost or the meat became tamei, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. But b'di'eved, if you went ahead and did it, lo, he would not disqualify it. If the limbs and the fats, if the limbs and the fats and the meat became tamei, so you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood. But if you went ahead and sprinkled the blood, it would work, b'di'eved, it would be kosher. And our Mishnah that says it works means b'di'eved, says the Gemara. Umina tamer d'shani l'Rabbi Yeshua ben l'chachila l'di'eved. How do you know Rabbi Yeshua makes a distinction between doing it in the best case scenario versus b'di'eved? D'sani will into the b'risa. Nitma basar. Osha nifsal. If the flesh became tame, or it became pasul because you touched it by its full yom. Osha yatsa chutz l'klayim. Or it went out outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizarek. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to sprinkle the blood. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizarek. You're not allowed to sprinkle the blood because we said if there's no flesh, you can't sprinkle the blood. Umod Rabbi Yeshua Shemzarak Hortza. Rabbi Shmuel admits if you violated the din and went ahead and sprinkled the blood, it does work. The Gemara does not like this answer either. Says more, Chada, the Psula, the Evid Mashba. Come on, look at that Mishnah Menachos. He said it's puzzle. Va'od, look at our language of our Mishnah. Chamisha Dvarim Boin. Our Mishnah says five things may be brought b'tumah. What do you tell me? It's only b'di'eved. The Mishnah says you're allowed to bring them. It sounds like l'chadchila. L'chadchila mashma. So finally, the Gemara comes to the fifth and final answer, which is the final answer that the Gemara ends up sticking with. Says the Gemara, Ella lo kashya. Really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua really holds that the tzitz is not meratzeh on the olim and not on the ochlin. But our Mishnah still agrees to Rabbi Akiva. Why? To Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. The answer is this, that Rabbi Yeshua said, that if the basar is tameh, you can't be zorik the dam. That's only by a carbon yochid that became tameh. But by a carbon sibor that the meat became tameh, Rabbi Yeshua admits you are allowed to be zorik the dam. So our Mishnah is talking about carbon sibor. And what Rabbi Yeshua said, if the flesh is lost or the flesh is tameh, you can't be zorik the dam, that was only talking about a carbon yachid, but a carbon sibor, he admits. And you got to remember this for tomorrow's daf also, because these same distinctions are going to come up in tomorrow's daf as well. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Now, guys, Ravosai, tomorrow, I want to give the shiur at 7. The minion here is at 7:45, so I'd like to give the shiur tomorrow at 7. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And a good vach, a wonderful week.